There's something odd taking place in the countryside east of Marfa, Texas. It's been going on for over a century, and in that time, many of the people have tried to get to the bottom of it, but no concrete answers have ever been found. That fact brings many people here each night to look for a phenomenon that some of the early cowboys first witnessed. It's next on the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1883, a cowboy was riding through his ranch at night and noticed something peculiar east of Marfa, Texas.
He was noticing these strange lights in the distance. So the next day, when it was light, he went out to investigate. He thought maybe some of the migratory people who lived in the area were passing through and it was a campfire.
But as Abby Boyd explains, the cowboy could find no evidence of any fires. But reports of lights continued into the days of World War II when the military was here.
Later, when the Army airfield took up residence in that area, when the pilots would be flying on their test missions, they would also see these lights on the ground. So they would drop sandbags out of the airplane so they could go back and investigate.
But again, no one could find anything unusual when they would investigate the locations in the daylight.
So you can still see these lights today. Now, where the Army airfield was is where the Marfa Lights viewing area has been constructed. This was so popular that people were just pulling off on the side of the highway.
People have been trying to explain what the lights are for about a century and a half, but it remains a mystery.
I've seen a variety of things, and I've heard all kinds of different accounts. I've heard people talk about like a neon green light that looks like it's rushing towards them. Mm-hmm. I've heard of people describing it just looking like headlights. Mm-hmm. But again, there's really no roads in that area that indicate that that's what it would actually be.
People love to come to the viewing area east of town and see if they can perhaps catch a glimpse of those intriguing lights as well. Traveling the countryside in Marfa, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.